So I was walking in this morning, this guy walking his dog wearing a Vic Beasley jersey, Falcons jersey, 44. And a good buddy of mine, hilariously, he's got an old Jeff George Falcons jersey.
Which who wears a jersey at 4 a.m. in the morning?
Well, he
that was. Is an odd thing. Is that what he went to sleep in or what?
I just put on something to walk the dog. Dog is whimpering and had to get out to pee, I guess.
I saw a jersey Sunday in the bins that, like, I was like, oh, man, I forgot about that. Mike Vick Steelers jersey.
Oh, wow.
I saw a Mike Vick Steelers jersey Sunday, and I was like, God, I completely forgot about that era of his career, man. What is it, 1 or 2 years?
1 or 2 years.
Playing over there.
Andy Reid brought him into Philadelphia.
There's a Jets jersey out there, too. Mike Vick Jets jersey as well.
Somebody's
like
walking by
that Steelers Vick, jersey, right?
That Vick jersey. I was like, wow, look at that thing. Cool
all
stuff.
Right, all right, gentlemen. Certainly things have to be better Monday night for the Falcons. Philadelphia wasn't exactly dominant against Green Bay. I don't know how much you can chalk it up to field positions, but Green Bay is able to run the ball on them and run it effectively, too. They had like 21 carries. They're averaging about 7 yards a carry.
Almost eight.
Yep.
Almost eight. And they haven't been very good, Rob, in the run defense since, I think it was like somewhere when their fall off started last year and that losing streak after they started, 10-1? A lot of it was because they were getting gashed in a running game.
And it's weird, too. It's honestly kind of hard to understand the way they're built and the way they're structured. You give up 414 yards last week, which was 30th best in the NFL in week one, and you give up 163 on the ground, which was not good.
I'm sorry. Defensively, Eagles, well, they got a bunch of first and second year guys. What is this, their third different scheme in 3 years? Vic Fangio up there
now?
Yeah,
and that's a good point. That's how it is in the NFL nowadays, though, right? I mean, when you have good defenses, the Falcons are dealing with their third scheme in 3 years as well. They looked a lot better than that on Sunday.
Yeah. Nobody's cutting Troy Anderson any slack or Nate Lamon or, you know, tough crap. I mean, you've got all these guys. You got the Keely Ringo, N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. Those guys played on national championship football level teams. So I'm sorry if I'm not, you know, they just got another defensive coordinator. I don't care. Quinyon Mitchell and Darius Slay have a chance to be one of the better cornerback duos in the league.
Let's hear from Raheem Morris on Georgia Bulldogs North.
They are constructed the right way, right? They got a bunch of young Georgia linemen that we know well. Bunch of Georgia rushers, I should say. I mean, actually, at linebacker, too. Everybody's Georgia. And they play hard. They play fast. They play physical. They've always been able to limit explosives. They've always been able to play with a certain thing, keeping things in front. They keep the roof on the coverage. They do such a great job. They're sound. They'll be that way. I know it for sure with Vic being there and what he's been able to do. He's been in his league since I remember Vic was in Houston, and we were at the combine together. Wow, like so long ago, right? And to see what that defense has become and what he's been able to create has been just special.
It is, and I do love this. And two, I think Georgia fans should be proud of what's going on up there, because I know that, to be honest with you, I know Bama fans are too. It's kind of dealing with a lot of the same things. Bama fans still have pride in Jalen Hurts, still have pride in Devontae Smith, Landon Dickerson, Byron Young. I mean, there's four or five Bama guys up there as well. But I think the fact that it's all like, so front seven located for the Eagles and something that Georgia fans take so seriously, I think is something that adds to it for sure.
Did Mike Quick tell you guys the other day, Jalen maybe not as mobile as he wants. Still mobile, but maybe lost a little bit of an edge due to the knee injury.
It's something I noticed watching him. He just doesn't seem to have that extra step. And when you take what has made him successful over the first couple of years of his career and why he gets paid so much money, you take that aspect out of his game, making him throw on quarterback, he's not the same guy.
And vulnerable under the blitz, too.
Yeah, and it's probably why, if you look at his first 3 years in the league and 34 starts, he threw 44 touchdowns with 20 picks, and he had 27 fumbles in that instance. In the last 18 games of the regular season, he has got 25 touchdowns with 17 picks and 11 fumbles. So he is turning over the ball as a pocket passer at an alarming rate the last 18 games.
Yeah, some ugly quarterback play,
honestly.
Should
have had three interceptions last week, by the way, instead of two.
Yeah, I agree. There was honestly, all the way around. When you look at what happened here, when you look at Will Levis, when you look at a number of different quarterbacks, it was like feast or famine in week one in terms of quarterbacks.
A number of touchdown passes, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Combined in the league compared to just 5 years ago.
Yep.
It was like 2-1 differential on the other side of it. All right, Kirk Cousins. Was this on with Rich Eisen, or was this
This is in his press conference yesterday. This is in his scrum yesterday with the media, because remember, it was Thursday for us, but it was Wednesday for the team with the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah, you know, we started with pistol back in April. That was a big fundamental philosophy, going talking with, you know, our offensive line coach, talking with our coaches as to what we wanted to do schematically. And then they basically said, in the pistol, you can stand however you want. And back in April, I said, you know, I just feel like I'm closed off, you know, to the right, handing the ball off. The back's on you really quick in the pistol under center. He's not on you as quick. And I thought, you know, turning right with my right foot forward like I've been in the past. And the pistol, it's hard to do because I'm kind of closed off. It's hard to get open to the back the way I want. So I think I'm going to square up my stance, watch some tape of Peyton Manning, who when he was in the pistol had some success with it. He was kind of a square stance. Thought he looked pretty comfortable, had a good rhythm to it. I thought I'm going to try that. I was going back to 2013. I was in the pistol a lot when I backed up Robert Griffin because of the zone read. We were in the pistol a lot, and I was always a square stance in the pistol. So I thought, you know, going back 10 years, my history in 2013 was 2012 was square stance in the pistol. I'm going to go back to that. So if you go back and watch that tape, 2012, 2013, it was a square stance. And then I was left foot up when Kevin O'Connell got to Minnesota. I'd always been right foot up. He then said, I want to try left foot up. And then went back to right foot up in 23. So, it's been a constant evolution, but you're always kind of working through it, and felt like square stance and the pistol made the most sense.
Like former Congressman Larry Craig in the men's room adopting a wide stance. Look it up.
I don't even know where to go from there. Jesus.
Sorry.
I want to talk about why the offense is built this way a little bit, right? And it's interesting to hear him because – we also heard Raheem Morris earlier in the show, and he talks about you don't want to run too much play action against Pittsburgh because you don't want the quarterback to turn his back on the defense and the way they rush the passer. And I have a lot of people that ask me questions. Well, you can also run play action out of shotgun, right? And you hear Kirk talk about, hey, we wanted to do things out of pistol. Now, why do you want to do that? And he specifically mentions talking to the offensive line coach, that's Dwayne Ledford. All right, so I'm going to try to explain this to people why you want to do this. The Falcons are a wide zone team. Right? Wide zone and inside zone are two different things. Wide zone, you're more of like a 45-degree angle, if not sideways towards the sideline. And on inside zone, the offensive line is working north and south, more towards the goalpost. All right, so if you're in shotgun and you're running zone, essentially the running back is starting behind the backside tackle. Let's say if you're running wide zone left and the running back is offset to the quarterback's right, he's essentially starting behind the backside of the play. Right? It makes it really, really hard to bootleg out of these kind of things, all right, or to have, you know, the running back open up cutback lanes when the backside is right in front of him, right? When you go out of pistol and you put the running back straight back from the center and he takes off running left, he is already play side of the backside of the defense, if that makes sense, right? So you look at what he'd be in shotgun, he'd be right head up with like a TJ Watt. In pistol, he's right head up with a nose guard or a middle linebacker, and you're able to do many more things out of that. So that's one of the reasons when Dwayne Ledford says, hey, we need to run this at wide zone out of pistol, not out of shotgun. That's the reason, because if you run it out of shotgun, you have to worry about multiple backside defenders and these cutback lanes on wide zone. You don't have that in pistol, and that's why you saw success from them running left out of pistol to open up the game.
Let me ask you this. In the shotgun, in the running back next to the quarterback, and the pistol, running back's behind the
Correct.
Quarterback.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I'm saying is in shotgun with the running back being offset to the side of the quarterback, he is essentially lined up across from the backside. Those cutback lanes are not there when that happens, right? Because he's running to his left, and the defense is running to their right, and they're going to catch up to him a lot faster out of the shotgun as opposed to what the pistol would be when he's having the chance for his first step to already be play side of a lot of those backside defenders.
And you're not running play action out of that shotgun. You're not. And mainly because there's no – it's set up. There's no point of it.
Well, and I think that's the thing is a lot of people hear Raheem Morris go, well, we didn't want to run too much play action because we didn't want the quarterback to turn his back to the defense the way they rush the passer. And I've seen comments on the socials like, well, why didn't you do it out of shotgun? That way he can keep his eyes on the defense. It's just not how this offense is constructed. Like I said, you're not running wide zone, which is what this offense does. You're not running that out of shotgun. People don't do that. You've seen very, very, very few teams, and I'm talking about college and the NFL, that can run wide zone successfully out of shotgun. I'm talking about like Chip Kelly's Oregon and not many others, because you have to have so much speed and the way you take the handoff out of that sidecar shotgun as opposed to a pistol or straight back that you saw from like Terrell Davis and Edgerrin James and other guys that have been great at it over the years.
But you can run it out of the pistol.
You can definitely. And not only that, but if they don't do it at least three times on Monday, I'm going to be irate if they don't run play action out of the pistol.
But to me, that's where the cardinal sin was, is not running out of pistol.
And that's the frustrating thing, is so many times, well, you know, is Kirk Cousins, how is Kirk Cousins' health? You know, that affect play action. Dude, think about this now. If your heels are at four in pistol and you're Kirk and you want a fake wide zone left.
What do you mean heels at four?
So it you can say, well, you line up in pistol at 4 yards. There's okay, a difference okay. between toes at four, heels at four. You know what I mean? Like a yard.
Shotgun's what, 6'7"?
When you talk about the height of a shotgun snap or a pistol snap, I think it's heels at five a lot of times, or maybe toes at five in shotgun, and it's heels at four when you talk about the pistol snaps. If you're running wide zone, and they should do this at least three or four times, if you're Kirk, you get the snap, you turn to your left, you fake the handoff to Bijan going left on a wide zone, and then you set back up right where Bijan's feet were in the pistol. You don't have to run that far.
Real quick, what do you think about his stances and the fact that he went back to a stance he used in the past? Because there were so many quarterback gurus out there and fundamentalists that maybe taking a little bit of bath in the fact that his footwork is not something new. It's just something he's going back to.
I think that if he did not have the Achilles issues and the weakness in his calf and some of the other things, or the mental block or whatever it is, this wouldn't even be a topic of conversation. I think that him squaring up to the snap makes a lot of sense when you talk about using pistol formations and handing the ball off left, which he didn't do much last week.